Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, I think I have a great episode on tap for all the realtors out there. And it's something that I feel pretty strongly about. And I see a lot of realtors, especially now, as the market's starting to get more challenging, they're starting to lose their way. They're starting to get off the path. And something that I tell my realtors all the time, you know, keep the main thing the main thing. There was an article that came out recently, and it said that in 2024, 70% of all realtors did not sell a single house. And that's shocking. I mean, I don't know how the number is that high, but I mean, it sounds like that is the case. 70% of realtors didn't sell in 2024. And when you see stuff like that, that's when people start to panic, right? And they start to worry, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to stay in this business? And I think at that point in time, if you had a bad year in 2024, if you're struggling a little bit, maybe not zero sales, but fewer sales than you thought you were going to have, this is when you have to double down on the things that work. This isn't the time to be afraid and start looking for additional stuff. So I was driving home the other day, and I love analogies, right? So this made me think about real estate, and trust me, it'll make sense in a second. So I was driving home the other day. I had lunch with my wife and my kids, and as I was driving home near the mall where I eat lunch, there's a gentleman's club, and I looked over. I whenever I'm stopped at the light, I always check to make sure I don't see any of my buddy's cars in the parking lot. So if you're doing that, just know I'm looking. I'm kidding. But I look over, and there's a sign at the gentleman's club, and it says free cheeseburger with purchase of drink. All right. Now look, I'm a married man. I got two kids and I'm getting a little bit older. So I don't go to those type of clubs, but here's the thing. Even if I did, I wouldn't go there. You know, I wouldn't go there. And the reason I wouldn't go there is because look, if you have people who are willing to dance on a stage without wearing clothes, that's the main part of your business, right? It's not the free cheeseburgers. You're going down the wrong road. Like, and then I think to myself, like, who is this business trying to get? Like, is there like some guy talking to his buddy at work and he's like, hey, Jim, let's go get some of them free cheeseburgers at the dancing girl place, you know? And then he's like, yeah, Bob, I'm going to get mine with extra onion. You know, like, is that the guy you want showing up? The guy who's there for the free cheeseburgers? Like, that's not the business that you're looking to build. I see similar things in real estate, right? When people, they're chasing the free cheeseburger, right? They're chasing the easy money. They're looking for side gigs. They're looking for little jobs. They're looking for part-time jobs, little projects. And all these things are distracting them from the fact that the most important thing that they could be doing is generating leads that will lead the sales. You know, one of the biggest things I see, and I'm seeing it in my market. I don't know about you guys. I'm seeing it everywhere in my market. Every real estate agent I know wants to do property management. Every brokerage is opening up a property management division. And I think it's a colossal mistake. Look, I think you could be a great realtor, and I think you could be a great property manager. I don't know if you could be both. And if you're spending a ton of time doing property management, I guarantee you it's going to sink your sales. So you're literally stealing from one part of your business to support the other, and you're ending up doing a bunch of work that you probably didn't want to do in the first place, you know? Like right now in northeastern Pennsylvania, it's 19 degrees and there's 40 mile an hour winds. This is when you're doing property management. You're getting, my furnace isn't working, my pipes are frozen, someone has to shovel my sidewalk, there's ice all over the ground, blah, blah, blah. So now here you are, you're a realtor, you're trying to sell houses, and you're in a basement trying to figure out how to unfreeze the pipes, or you're trying to call HVAC guys because every guy who does furnace work right now is booked for the next 3 weeks, but you're trying to convince them that your job is more important and they have to get there first. or you're shoveling snow, or you're de-icing a property. But you know what you're not doing when you're doing that? You're not generating any leads for your real estate business. That's what happens, right? And you're chasing, you know, a small little portion of property management money, and you're missing out on the big picture. So if you're a realtor out there, don't be chasing the free cheeseburger. It's not going to work. It's not going to support your business. All right. You've got to be focused on the main thing. And look, I'm not saying don't take a part-time job. That's not the point of this. I actually think if you absolutely positively need to make more money to keep your lights on, you better start thinking about things you could do. But there's part-time jobs that don't work for real estate, and there's part-time jobs that might work for real estate. And if you're going to get a part-time job, do something social, all right? Don't take a work-from-home job. That will literally crush, like, just quit. Just hang it up. Don't give up on real estate. Do something social instead, right? Go pick up a job as a bartender. Go pick up a job as a food server. Somewhere where you can actually talk to people and tell them that you actually sell real estate. Look, lead generation is what keeps us in business, all right? So double down, invest in leads, contact your previous clients, join a team that can actually provide what you need. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of terrible team leaders out there. And we saw it from a couple years ago, right? People who were in the business for 10 minutes, people who sold a handful of houses, and all of a sudden they were going to start a real estate team. Look, that's not the team to join, right? Join someone that actually has what you need, someone that can provide leads, someone that has proven that they have sustained success in every kind of market. Those are the things that are going to keep you moving. Keep the main thing the main thing. Don't let distractions set into your business. And next year, if there's an article that comes out that says 70% of realtors didn't sell a house in 2025, make sure you're not in that 70%. But the only way you're going to do it is by avoiding the distractions and focusing on the things that actually work. That's all for today. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.